Over the weekend, many diehard football fans had their eyes and ears tuned to the National Football League draft. It took 18 hours. It took 7 rounds. Here to tell us how it all turned out and how those choices may shape next season is former NFL player and ESPN analyst Bill Curry. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. How are you this morning?
Doing fine. Thank you for joining us. And let's keep things really basic here for people who don't follow this every day necessarily. Who is Jamarcus Russell, the top pick?
Well, for people who don't follow it every day, that's a recent development. I mean, people have followed the draft. When I was drafted all those years ago, I didn't know there was a draft being held. The times have changed that much so that Jamarcus Russell is a household name in so many families. He's a very large, very talented, very smart quarterback from LSU who's now expected by the Oakland Raider Nation to resurrect their struggling program.
Now, how would it happen that Jamarcus Russell gets picked as a quarterback for the Oakland Raiders at the top, but you have to go down to the 174th pick before you get the Heisman Trophy winner, Troy Smith of Ohio State, another quarterback?
Well, the Heisman Trophy is really fighting to keep its amateur aura such that it really matters more how you do in college and what kind of human being you are than whether or not you're going to be a high draft choice. Troy Smith was a virtually unbeatable quarterback as a leader and as a football player at the college level. He's not as tall, he's not as physically gifted as Jamarcus Russell or others, but we can say this with assurance about Troy. He's going to be successful in life, and that's really what college sport is supposed to be all about.
Is it normal for someone who's such a high-profile player to go that low?
I don't think normal would be, it probably isn't. It would probably be expected that people like Reggie Bush, of course, were drafted high, maybe should have been the number one choice. But again, it comes to what you bring to the professional game, and the professional game is so different from the college sport. The speed of the game is a quantum leap, and it's hard for people to imagine. It's hard for us to imagine. You don't imagine as a player until you're out there amongst those guys that have been doing it for a livelihood, that of the two or three best players you ever saw in college football, everybody on the field is now exactly like those guys. It is such a different game. It's not the same at all.
Well, now, as you look at yesterday's draft, do you see a team that could be a very different team next year, next season, because of the players that they were able to pick?
I do. I see one that I think will be very different and another that might be even better, and that's bad news for the rest of the league. First of all, I was impressed with the Arizona Cardinals, and well, I might be. Ken Wisenhunt, the new head coach, is one of my former players at Georgia Tech. So I'm biased about Kenny, but that has nothing to do with Levi Brown, the big offensive tackle from Penn State, Alan Branch, the even bigger defensive tackle from Michigan, whom I think is incredibly gifted, and then Buster Davis, who's a smallish linebacker from Florida State, who's going to play for about 15 years and make every tackle, and then Steve Breston, a great wide receiver from Michigan. You take those five guys, you can change a franchise with five players like that.
And we've just got a couple of seconds. Who's the team that's going to get even better?
Colts always draft well. Bill Pullian knows what he's doing. Gonzalez will be a great player.
Indianapolis Colts getting even better, potentially. Thanks very much, Mr. Curry.
Thank you, Steve.
Bill Curry is a former NFL player and football analyst for ESPN.